Fantastic. Well, they fixed up the lights. Oh, here we go. There's people. I was going to say they fixed up the lights for this stage area, but I couldn't see a thing with that one blaring at me. That's fantastic. Just leave it there. They'll be fine. Awesome. Andrew was going to be leading the tag team tonight, but he's been smashed with the killer sickness that's going around. So I'm going to lead the tag team. I think it's something's happened over the weekend, and there's just been this theme that has developed over the weekend. Those are at our leaders thing yesterday, and if you are part of any of the teams in the church, including the soccer team, then you should have been at the leaders thing yesterday, because anyone can come along to that. And this morning and again tonight, our theme has been around this area of faithfulness, what it means to be a faithful person, a person who really stands up for what they believe and shows up and is supportive and part of what's going on. And so tonight we've got a couple of guys who are going to share on that. But the scripture that comes to me when we think about faithfulness every time is Proverbs 20 and verse 6. And it says, most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. And what that means is that most people will say that they are faithful, that they're loyal, that they're good friends, etc., etc., etc. But many people live short of that. Many people fall short in actually living that out. And even, I was thinking about it, even in relation to Australia and our culture of mateship and that kind of stuff, that we pride ourselves on that, and yet still people fall short of what they really know in their heart that they're meant to do. And so genuine faithfulness, what we're talking about tonight, is actually living up to that. Is actually having something in your heart that you know is from God, that is to be faithful, to be loyal, to be committed to one another, to be committed to the purposes of God in your life, and then to actually live that out, to actually be real about that day to day, to go from this place. I heard on the radio today, there was a survey done of churches about, they talk about masks, you know, wearing a mask, putting on a front when you go to church. And it said, I don't know where they did the survey, but the survey result was that 80% of people who go to church are putting on a front when they go to church. That's, they self-admitted to that. Like they actually did a survey questionnaire and people were admitting that they were actually putting on a face and a front when they go to church. Now, I thought about our church and the fact that nearly everybody's in small groups, and it's much tougher to keep on that front, that face, when you're in a small group, because someone's going to actually challenge you on it. And I guess a part of what we're doing about faithfulness tonight is to say that what is on the outside is the same as what's on the inside, that you're faithful, that you're a person who actually does what you say you do, you're a person who actually lives out the conviction that God has put in your heart. And that's what we're about tonight. So we've actually got the Thornton brothers tonight who are, I was going to say crashing it or crushing it. I was thinking of some good term, which I couldn't think of. But they're going to get into it. I think Adrian's up first. Give him a good welcome. A good welcome. Come on.
So I'm going to do the rocking, and Mitchell's going to do the rolling. And it should be an awesome night. Cool, faithfulness. I love faithfulness. And if there's one thing that I think I can say of myself, it's being faithful. And you know, I said this last week, but I'm just an ordinary type of person. You know what I'm saying? I'm just an ordinary guy. There's nothing really that special about me. And apart from the long hair and a few other things. But apart from having an incredible wife, that's a pretty special part of me. But me personally, there's nothing that special about me, really. I remember at school, I would get up to do speeches, and I'd do the speeches in my leg would be wobbling. Has anyone experienced that at school? Yeah. And I come to church and my legs don't wobble. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. It must be a Holy Spirit thing. But I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm not some amazing, unbelievably good public speaker and can just do anything, can speak anywhere. I'm just at school, I'd get the wobbles and be like, oh, this is so embarrassing. And trying to read and, you know, it just wasn't happening. And I remember one time just at an assembly, this is another leg wobbling story actually, just sitting in the assembly and they were calling up awards and stuff and my leg had gone to sleep and was sitting like cross-legged down on the ground like that and my leg had gone to sleep and they called my name up and like, oh no, and I walked from like to the back of the auditorium to the front going, my leg's asleep, sorry guys. I'm just an ordinary type of guy. I remember once playing bass at youth on a Friday night, and no one's seen this, which is just beyond me. I can't believe they didn't see it. And actually, it was like a little stage like this, but half the size of it, and I used to play bass standing on that stage, and I was jumping, and I fell over. I like kind of jump, got the up, and like completely fell over playing bass, and everything just kept going along, and I'm like, wow, no one's seen that. I just fell over playing a musical instrument. I'm just an ordinary guy. There's really nothing that special about me. And, you know, I said this last week, but God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And I want to say tonight that God uses ordinary people who have extraordinary faithfulness, yeah? God uses just ordinary, everyday, average people like you and me to do incredible things if we've got faithfulness. If we just turn up day in and day out and just say and make a commitment in our life to say, you know what, I'm here. I'm going to be a part of this. I'm going to do it. I know I'm not the smartest person here. I know I'm not the most gifted person here. I know I don't have the most experience here. I know I'm not the oldest person here, but I know I can just turn up. I know that I might not have all this other stuff, but I can just turn up. And you know what? Building a church and growing church, that's what builds church when you turn up. Because if no one's there, there's no church really, isn't there? And I can tell you, every single person here today, tonight, you can just turn up. And that will make the biggest difference. And it's the people that turn up, regardless of what their week's been like, regardless of how they're feeling, regardless of the challenges in their life, if they just make a decision in their heart, you know what, I'm just going to turn up. Then you're the type of person that's going to help build the church. And not only the church, but God's going to do incredible things in your life because you keep turning up. You keep turning up in your prayer time. You keep turning up to your Bible reading time. You keep turning up to your life group. You keep turning up to church. You keep turning up to reach out to your friends. You keep turning up to pray for those unsaved people. You keep turning up. You're being faithful. And it's the faithful people that God's going to use to build the church, and God's going to do incredible things through. You just need to turn up. It's so easy. You just need to be here. And I know that I've just being here, I've seen awesome things in this church, and just being where God wants me to be, you see amazing things happen. You just need to be there and God will use you. We don't want to miss out on everything that God's planned for us. And I was talking about Peter last week, and Peter was just an ordinary fisherman, just ordinary guy, nothing special that everyone was looking up to. And he didn't have all the sponsorships by all these, you know, big companies. Like, this is the dude. We want to put him on our posters so that everybody can see and aspire to be like. This is just an average fisherman that probably no one ever knew until Jesus had chosen him. And Jesus called out to him and said, hey, you, follow me. And so he began his Christian life following Jesus, serving Jesus. And then later on, I shared this scripture as well last week, that Peter said in the book of Peter, 2 Peter 1, that I am Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And so he began his life serving and following Jesus, and he ended his life serving Jesus. And everything in between was faithfulness. Everything in between was just turning up. And if you want to start your life a Christian and end your life as a Christian, and start your life serving God and end your life serving God, you've just got to turn up. You've just got to be there and just keep coming and coming and coming, and God will use you and do incredible things through you. But do you know that you don't have to be a Christian to be faithful? You don't need to be a Christian to be faithful. And I know at school, in year 12, for my big design project, I made an acoustic guitar. An acoustic guitar. I remember one girl in my class saying, you cannot make an acoustic guitar. That is too hard for you. And that just made me even more want to make an acoustic guitar. And so I did it. But that was a huge task. And you know, that took me all year to build. That took me every design and technology class, every free period I had, and a lot of lunch times as well, and sometimes some after school Saturday times as well, coming into the woodwork area and just building my guitar. It took faithfulness to build a guitar. But you know, when I think about the life of Joseph in the Old Testament, this guy was faithful. this guy was let down by his brothers, beaten by his brothers. So at the beginning of beginning of the story of Joseph, when we read about him, God put a dream in his heart that he would be a man that would save a lot of people, save a whole nation, actually, and nations, actually. And God put that dream in his heart that he would be a ruler. And then for him to get to that place, it took faithfulness, because not only did his brothers beat him up and sell him into slavery, but he was not only let down by his brothers, but then once he was sold into slavery, he was serving a man named Potiphar, and he was serving him faithfully, just like he served his father faithfully. Then he was let down. Then he went to Potiphar as a servant, as a slave, and began to serve him faithfully. And then he was let down by Potiphar's wife, who accused him of trying to attack her and to do stuff, and he was sent to prison because of that. And, you know, maybe for us, you know, we're not going to go through some stuff that's that big. But with those sorts of experiences along the way, they might just take, those sort of blows along the way might just take the breath out of our, you know, out of our pace, out of our running and serving God. But he continued to serve faithfully in prison, serving the attendants there, and then was raised up there. And not, he served faithfully there, and then was let down again because he helped some people that forgot about him and didn't tell the Pharaoh about him. But he kept serving faithfully, and eventually the time came where he got to serve Pharaoh and then became second in charge of Egypt, which was incredible. Second in charge of the whole nation of Egypt because he served faithfully. And if you want to get to the place in your life where God has called you to be, where you're living out the plan and purpose that God has got for you, then it's going to take faithfulness, because you're going to have disappointments. You're going to have people letting you down. You're going to have challenges along the way. And it really comes down to whether you decide to keep turning up on those days, where you decide to keep praying, where you decide to keep reaching out, where you decide to keep reading your Bible, where you decide to keep coming to life group, where you decide to keep coming to church because you know that's on the path that you need to be on to achieve all that God has got for your life. It takes faithfulness. It takes someone that's not going to give up, who's just going to turn up day in and day out. I keep thinking about a house, and like, it takes faithfulness to build a house, and it takes a long time to build a house, and I pray that we would be young people that wouldn't have like half built houses in our lives, where we, when people look at our lives, they just sort of see a framework, they just see timber and maybe a few bricks here and there, and then just this timber roof above with no tiles or no roof sheets on, or maybe it's just footings along the ground, a bit of concrete, nothing on top. Man, I pray that we would have houses and structures and buildings in our life that God has used us to build and do things. You know, I'm talking metaphorically here. That, you know, God's purpose for our lives, there would be finished things that we've done. And we've served God and we've served him up until the end. And then there's another house to build. I pray that people wouldn't see us as just half-job Harrys, where we just built half a house and that's we've done our part. That's about as much as I can do, you know. I pray that there would be finished projects in our life. And if we want to achieve all that God's called us to do, then we need to have faithfulness. And the difference between me building a guitar and faithfully doing that all year and Joseph is the power of God, I think. Because we can't be faithful in our own strength to achieve what God's got for us. And one scripture that just really points out, sticks out to me, and I'll finish on this one, is Galatians 5:22, and this is the fruits of the Spirit. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. One of the fruits of the Spirit is faithfulness. I really believe that, you know, I can't just tell you to be faithful and then you decide to be faithful and you go on to achieve all that God's got for you, because it doesn't really work like that. You've got, faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. And I really believe that if we live by the Spirit and are led by the Spirit, then faithfulness is a result of that. And then we can go on and achieve all that God's got for us. You can't do it on your own. Our own faithfulness is not good enough and it will never live up to that mark. We need the power of God. We need the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of our own lives and our own strength. We need the fruit of the Spirit to be faithful. So we can have our own faithfulness, or we can have God's power in our life that enables us and allows us to be faithful. We can't rely on our own faithfulness. We'll always fall short. But if we rely on the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we can be faithful and do all that God's called us to do. In Jesus' awesome and mighty name. That'll do me. I'll hand it over to Mitch. Woohoo!
How's everyone going? There's a lot of sick people in here tonight, I'm guessing. And I just felt like in the worship time, I didn't actually have this on my notes, but I added it. And I feel like the people that are sick should stand up and we should pray for them. And I feel like if your partner's at home or something, we should also pray for them. And if you can see someone close to you that is sick, just stand up and just lay your hands on them and just pray for them. Because our God is a healer. We underestimate our God. And I just want to, even if there is no healing tonight, I'm going to still believe.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
That's faithfulness. God, we lift up every person here tonight and the people that are at home, God, that are sick. God, we are expecting that you are going to be a healer tonight, Father. That we want you to heal, God. There is sickness, and we don't want sickness to be in the way of their lives, God. And so we ask you right now, Jesus Christ, in your mighty name, God, that you heal them, Father. And if they do not get healed, we will still be faithful, God, and we will still look up to you, God, and honor you, Father. But please, God, please, Father, we ask for healing tonight, God. We don't want to underestimate God. Heal them, Father. Heal them, God, please, Jesus. We pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Adrian was talking about being nervous. Well, every time I get up here, I'm like this, I'm nervous. Friday nights, I'm nervous because Adrian says I've never seen him shake his. I always looked up to Adrian at school, so I just thought he was always the best at school. I would get up, right, at a school speech, and it would be a 5 or 6 minute speech, right? No joke. I would get up. I'd say, hey, my name's Mitchell. I'd speak for 15 seconds. I'd look up the teacher at the back. I'm done. And I'd go sit back down. No joke. And I did that every single speech, and I would fail. I failed a lot of classes at school. I really did. But really, if God is for me, then who can be against me right now? I'm not speaking up here because I've grown or stronger. But I'm speaking up here because I have a relationship with God, and God is speaking through me. That's in that worship, when Andrew asked me to speak, but I'm asking that you anoint me, Jesus, to speak tonight, and that you just speak through me. In that whatever, that you are for me and nothing can be against me. And I just pray that all the time now. I really do. I don't care whatever's against me. I really don't, because God is for me and God is King, and that's it. Colin spoke a great encouragement word, I thought. That was really good. And I felt like in this morning, if you didn't come this morning, you should come to Sunday mornings as well and go to church twice a day. Because it's good. And I felt like there was something about honor as well. I really did. And it's challenged me as well in the last few weeks to have more honor for the people that are above me. And I feel like there is a calling for it on this church as well. That there needs to be more honor. There definitely needs to be more honor. And I felt like saying that the people that are above you in leadership, God has actually anointed them to be in that place to lead you. And I feel like we just need to understand that. And I need to understand that as well. And as a church, we need to understand that. And then we can just grow and grow in God's timing. Honor. I really think, oh, Colin, seriously, when you get up this way, I'm God, I hope he hasn't got my little honor message that I did. But obviously, if he spoke about honor, then there definitely is something about honor in our church. I really do. So we're talking about faithful tonight. And I was just trying to, you know, narrow it down because I knew Adrian's going to speak really well, as he always does. And so I thought one of my first points is that faithful is reliable. And write that one down. And my first, like, this is just a point that I want to give you guys. So here's, can we have that picture up, please? Is this one here. So last night I went out to fine dining restaurant and that's what I got. Do you reckon that's fine dining? But anyway, that is ham hock or ham hook or whatever it is. And it is yuck. Luke done the smart thing and he Googled everything apparently, and I didn't. I just ordered it. And this thing here is pork, ham fat, the skin on a pig on the outside. It's like the hairs have just been plucked out of it and just been placed around. And then the inside is cartilage stuff. And it's just like this jelly, bony sort of stuff in the middle with like a beetroot layer on the bottom. The beetroot layer was definitely the best of them all. And what I want to, my point is that Andrew also had that and he smashed it. I was taking my time with it, picking it apart, but he smashed it, and he was spewing last night at 2 p.m. or something, and people are saying it's because of all the sickness. I think it's because of that. Faithfulness is reliable because at 8 a.m. in the morning, we had life group, but Andrew's still there. And he... No joke. If you want to know someone reliable, that's in the like the younger sort of group of church, Andrew is definitely reliable, and I honor you, Andrew. Thank you for asking me to speak tonight. There's no joke. You are reliable, man. 8 a.m. Can you believe it? Spewing all night. 8 a.m. Hey, and he didn't even drink his coffee. Oh my goodness. Great. I'm going to read from Hebrews 13:20. And I got the amplified. Whoa. Joyce Meyer preaches out of this, so. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, testament, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good that you may carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever, to the ages and the ages. Amen. So be it. How do we focus out on God's will so we are equipped with everything? Faithfulness. How do we do it? Stay connected to God so that we can learn. If you need to stay connected so you can actually hear from God. You need to have a daily thing with God to actually hear from Him. And so if you want God to equip you with what everything good that He has got planned for you, then you need to be connected with God every day. You need to be connected. You need to step out of your own zone and get into God's zone. Stepping out of your own comfort zone and get into the awkward zone. Get into God's life. Stop living for yourself and live for Jesus. God won't equip you. I was worried about this one. God won't equip you if you don't do anything. See, that might sound a little bit harsh, but God just, He has already equipped you. He actually has equipped you already. But if you don't do anything for God, then there's just nothing going to come out. There really isn't anything going to come out. And so what do I want to do? I want God to equip me with everything good so that I may carry out His will. Because I'm not living for my own will. I want to live for God's will. So I want to be faithful to God and do what He tells me to do. And I think that is honor, that is obedience, and that is being faithful. And we need to be obedient. We need to step up our honor in the church. We need to honor God more. Don't lift your hands and pray to God and say, I honor you, God, if you don't honor the leaders in your church. We need to step out. We're building a new church and we're believing for things that we can't even... There's no way in the world we can do it. We need to step out of our own comfort zone and get into God's zone. Get into God's zone as much as we can. I just want to finish real quickly on this verse. And it's 2 Timothy 3:16. It's in the NLT. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. This is it right here. The Word of God corrects us. The Word of God teaches us to do the right things. This is the thing that we need to be reading every day. Whether that's on your device or a handheld paper book, this is the thing that you need to be reading every single day so that God can equip us with everything He has planned us to do, and then we can live out a life for God as much as we can and live out of faithfulness, obedience, and honor. So my three is, faithfulness is what we're talking about tonight, but I just want... If there's anything that you guys want to get when you walk out tonight, is obedience, faithfulness, and definitely honor. I feel like there's something about honor that we need to really get a hold of. So that's all I've got. I think Ron's up now.
Very good work. That's fantastic. Amen. Why don't we stand together? The band can come. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for Adrian and Mitch. I thank you for their heart for you. I thank you for the wonderful word that we've received tonight, the reality of it in their lives. And I thank you, Father, that you want to build it into us. And I give you praise. Right now, if you, maybe that area of faithfulness is a real challenge for you, and you need to get a bit real about it and start to actually live out some of that call of God that you sense in your life, but you're not maybe living it out, then it's a good time right now to open your heart and get ready for that. So don't be mucking around while we're praying. Just focus for a moment. And it's just a good time for you to say, hey, these are some guys that I look up to. I admire them. And they've got something in their life. I want to be like that. And so now's a good time to say, God, help me. I want to be like that. I want to be someone other people can depend on. Other people can look to and say, that's a reliable guy. I can depend on that guy. And God will do that in your heart and in your life if you let Him do it. So we're going to pray that way right now. And then I want us to also, we're going to talk about what it means to be in relationship with God. Father, I just thank you, everybody here tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you want each one to have that part of their character that is absolutely reliable, that's absolutely faithful. And Lord, I just pray for each one of us, Lord, you do that in our hearts, do it in our lives. And above everything else, Lord, we'd be faithful to each other, but we'd be faithful also to the call that you put on our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Before we finish up tonight, we do give opportunity every week for you to get right with God. It's really simple. We rebel against God. We do our own thing. And yet God loves us. And He really wants to be in relationship with us. And that's why Jesus came. And He died for us so that our rebellion, our turning away from God can be forgiven. So if you want to get right with God today, if you want to get in a relationship with God today, then we're going to pray a really simple prayer together. Again, no mucking around while we do this, just focus and concentrate. If you want to do this tonight and you want to get real with God, then you can just pray. The guys will put it on the screen. Really simple prayer that asks God to forgive us and thanks Jesus for what He's done for us. You can pray it now, you can pray it any time, but just be real about it. and start to live it out. So let's pray this together. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amen. Amen. Can I say, if you prayed that prayer tonight, maybe you've done it previous weeks, maybe at the groundswell a few weeks ago, we've got some little booklets that will help you actually live that out, just really simple stuff. And the guys who brought you here tonight, the people you know, will help you to actually go through that. It'll help you to read the Bible, understand that, get some power into your life. So do that. Amen. You guys sorted out. You know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Excellent. Give them a good hand. They're going to do it.